Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's good once just to put your frown face away and just smile at God. But God himself is smiling at you. Knows that no matter what you're going through, he can take you through and bring you through. Hallelujah. I know God has a plan for everyone. As we come to God, to this world, God gives everybody something to do. Nobody came to this world without anything. We all came with a plan of God for our lives, and I believe that we will discover it and we will be able to achieve it and leave this world happy, smiling, to a better place. Amen. Every work and everything God does, he gives mandate. He gives you what to do. So when you come, what is my mandate? What is there? He authorized you to do something in life. What has God authorized you to do? Yes, your mandate. Some say, oh, my mandate is to be taking the offering. Then do it well. Make sure it is done well. But to every mandate, there is also a platform to operate. God gives you, takes care of my people, but there should be a platform where you can stand to be able to take care of the people. So Jesus had a mandate, but he had a platform. John the Baptist had a mandate, he had a platform. God gave him a voice, and people came around, and it was the people he preached to. And those people are the one that went out and told people, this is how John is like. Did you hear what I say? Good, that's good. Jesus had a mandate to come and save us, but he needed a platform. He needed to come to this world, be born by a woman, walk among us, live among us, and at the point, will have to, you also need resources. You need resources to be able to reach out to where. So God gave him human resource. Peter, some of them are very good. Some of them are very, some doubted. They all have their own strength and weaknesses. So these resources were put together to be able to achieve his goal. And I thought God was going to give him the high priest. He was going to give him the Pharisees, because they have gone to the Bible school. They know the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They can take the Bible and read it backward and forward and front and sideways and tell you how it should be. So if you need any platform, that should be the best platform to use, isn't it? But what God was going to do was a new thing. When you put new wine in an old wine, old wine skin, there's trouble. So God knew that if I put this man in this situation, if he says this, they will say that. So John the Baptist had to come and make a way for him to start a new thing. But Jesus did not ignore the system. His custom was that he always go to the church. He went to church. He did say, I'm the son of God. I won't go to church. You know, one day he went there and they gave him a scroll to read. So he was anointed. He was the son of God. He is the one who even built, who upon him the church will be built. But he still went to church. I said, oh, yeah, going to church. What's the essence of going to church? It's an essence of going to church. Even Jesus went to church. Unless you tell me you are John the Baptist, then go and live in the wilderness. Don't come to town. Once you live in town and there's a church in town, find one to go. Don't find any excuse and say, oh, it's not the church is in my heart. So there is a mandate. There is a platform. And there should be a resources to be able to achieve what God has called you to do. There are times God is the one, that's why we need to trust him. He guides and directs us. Every mandate given to us, it is he who gave you. If it is achieved, he is the first beneficiary because it fit into his plan. And each one of us fit into a certain plan of God. So that's why he gave you that mandate. He sent you to that workplace, not just to go and be a managing director and chop chop. He sent you there to go and do a specific work. So ask God, what do you want me to do? Paul was called, but he was doing the work of God in the intent of his mind. He was cleansing the house. There are some people who are preaching some type of preaching they didn't like. And he, Paul, he used to be called Saul. He took it upon himself and he decided to clean the system. By cleaning the system, he gathered people. He will take care of the addresses and help them gather the stones. It is one of his mission that he met Jesus Christ. And Jesus revealed himself to him and said, Saul, 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 why are you persecuting me? When he called Saul, he said, who are you? He said, I am Jesus Christ. What you do to the church, you are doing to me. If you give an offering in the church, it is me you give to. Someone said, Kai, me if I'm offering command or suffer. First, I said, God, look, there is something within me that is burning within me. I want to do something for you. I know I must do some work for you. I have some zeal in me, some strength in me. I want to see things being done. I have some burden upon my heart. But I don't know the mandate. What do you want me to do? What is my purpose on this earth? It's a tragedy to come to this world and don't know why you have come here. You abuse everything. If you know this is the reason why I am there. Some people just say, I want to go to America. I want to go to America. I want to go to Europe. Those without purpose, they go there and become worse. If they were to stay in Ghana, they would have become better. But those that have mandate and purpose, they go there and they will start sweeping the street. But that is not the reason why they went there. They have a certain goal and a purpose, but that is the beginning. By the time you see they have done all those donkey work, some of them will go to school, rise up to a certain position, enter some places, get something, and occupy high place. He might have gone there with somebody the same day. The person might have had a better education than him. But by the end, because he has a purpose, Bibi generally something is, he had something, reason why he is going, there's a certain reason he had a purpose and had a mandate. So that purpose directed his action. He didn't really go to fool around. He knows that this is what I am going for. So he'll put every effort in it. You may slap him, he won't mind you. It is not because of your slap that's why I came to UK. You may insult him. You may laugh at the way he speaks the English. He won't mind you because he didn't come there to teach English language. He's there for a purpose. So he'll focus on the purpose. Work towards it. Move towards it. Put every resources day and night. He's working to get to that goal. Before you realize, he's got there. And you say, how did this guy get to this position? No, he knew he had a mandate. If you are in this world I don't know your mandate. Somebody will give you one. I hope you're getting me. An example is this gentleman I always love so much, Joseph. Joseph, as young as he was, had a mandate that the life of his family was in his hands. He was their ruler, and a ruler is to protect, preserve. To become a king, to become a ruler, is not to eat nyafu nyafu. It's just to be able to take care of your people. So if you want to become an MP, it's not a method to get money. You want to become a pastor, it's not a way to get money. It's because you want to serve a certain purpose. If you don't know that purpose, you will compromise in any way. So this gentleman saw it very young. He didn't know how to keep. It's not everything you tell people. You don't tell people every dream of yours. Your dream, some of them should be kept in your heart, like Mary. The Bible says, but Mary kept those things in her heart. There are some things you tell somebody, even your good friend, he start hating you. He told his brothers, told his father, none of them was very happy. That God is going to raise me, and I saw the sun, the moon, the stars, everything bowing to me. So, wow. You dreamer. Who tell you that dream is different from reality. So, we will make your dream to see how you're going to fulfill this dream. They had a plan, but when God gives you a mandate, and you're obedient to him, he will protect you. Amen. Until it is fulfilled. Amen. He started, and the father loved him, maybe because he is the first born of his beloved wife. The wife who is Joseph's mother. This woman's womb was closed. It was God who closed the womb. And he opened the sister's womb. And the sister gave birth. So that the man, you've already married the woman, at least because of the children, like some of us. So, and young friend can come and jar with a dada. And some ladies too, they trap the men thinking that when they impregnate you, they will marry you. It's a lie. It's a lie. Don't use pregnancy to trap a man. You're going to hunt. Look at nice man. Good job. I want to find a way for him to impregnate you so that you can don't deceive yourself. Go and find your own husband. Give birth, and this lady also gave a maid. They were doing birthing competition. Then they got to a place. Rachel womb opened and gave birth. And then to Joseph and his brother, what's the name there? Benjamin. Joseph was first. I don't say maybe because of that, but the Bible said that. And God remembered who? And God listened to her and did what? Look, God will remember you. And will listen to you. And will open your womb. When I say womb, I'm not talking about children alone. There are something you have desired for many years, as if the doors have been closed. You hid and hid. You've prayed all kind of prayers. You've fasted all kind of fasting. You've climbed all kind of mountains. Went to all kind of churches. You bathed all kind of water, both holy and unholy. Whatever that you have to do under the sun for that answer to come, it's not coming. But you really legitimately married a man. Even the slave who never legitimately married a man, their womb got open. You who is legitimately married, your womb was closed. But there is a day. Things will not close for you forever. Sometimes I think, God, what have I done? Have I sinned? You confess all your sins, but still. You cried all kind of cry, but as if God is not looking at your side. Senior prophets have laid their hands on you, anointed you, prophesied on your head, nothing. Junior prophets have done, they said, this people, they are too old. When you are too old, you can't see well. So let's go to the sharper, younger ones. So they move to young person. Say, yeah, this one day, it will happen. And they do, but nothing has happened. Some will travel. You travel to Kumasi every weekend. Think it will happen. It didn't happen. So that you put the men of God pictures. So that you put men of God pictures in front of your car, inside your car, doorposts, everything. Jesus' picture couldn't do it. How come? A man of God picture. Our pictures became like the blood, and nothing happens. Then you think, you look inside you, look outside. In fact, you've done audit. You cross-check everything. You've entered everything. The thing is not balancing. But there's a day, God himself will open the womb. There was and there is something in Rachel's stomach. And what is in her, there's a mandate on that person's life. Satan knows it. God knows it. The angels know it. Maybe the human beings are the ones that do not know. He came, and the man loved him. Sewed a nice dress. Beautiful dress. The father dressed him, come and walk, and do everything. And he was the father, and the father sent him. Now go and give, see how your brethren are faring. And when he comes, he gives them him, he became a journalist. He was a son of his old age, isn't it? Akokraba, Abiruaba. Although he made him a tunic of many colors. And that is the most beautiful thing. He comes and you see him, beautiful colors. His brothers didn't like it. Not because of maybe the tunic, but because of the dream. People don't like you because of your dream. Because of your future. Because of where you are going to get to. It's very, very important. People will not like you. They carried him. He was one day sent, and when they saw him afar, they said, here come a fool. Here come a fool. People don't like dreamers. People don't like visionaries. Then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. It's not a sin to dream big. I say dream what?
Big.
Ah. If you dream you are a president, Why you cool? Why you cool? If you dream that you are the senior pastor of this church, have you removed me? But I believe the dream. Things you don't believe, you don't fight them. They believed it. They said, here come the dreamer. And they decided to destroy him. But God wanted to. It's a plan of God. They thought they were doing it because they hated him. But God had given him a mandate. And God have also want to give him a platform. But the platform, if he was with them, maybe he might not be able to have a good platform to save them. Because the famine that was coming, it's not one day famine. It's not 1 year famine. It's not 2 years famine. It's not even 3 years famine. It's not 4 years famine. Even with 4 years problem in the world, look at how the world economic has become. When we were shut down in the room, for how many months? 2 weeks, most businesses collapsed. 2 weeks, famine changed everything in people's life. Then, 7 years. 7 years, nothing is coming. 7 years, no, nothing. Dry. You can't sow, you can't plant, you can't do anything. For 7 years, you can't go to the office for 7 years. Your office is closed down for 7 years. How many of you can pay your workers? Which government can take care of us? That platform of 12 people and few people, how can they gather enough food for even themselves and also saving other people? But God wanted to save the entire world at that time, and he wanted a bigger platform to be able to save the entire world. So he made his brothers sold him, and all was in the plan of God. And the people who bought him, they didn't need a slave. You know, sometimes we can buy things. You are in the traffic and somebody, this is it, and you buy it. Things I don't like buying is electronic things in traffic. If you go and it doesn't work, you don't know where to take it back. You say, hey, it's nice. Oh, then he bought it. They say, oh, want to sell them. They looked at the guy. You are going to there somewhere. They are not slave this. And they say, we want to sell this to you. And they sold him. And the people had money. They said, this is good market. They bought him. They didn't need him. They sold him. And made some profit. So they met a prison officer who is in charge of the king's. And now the Midianite had sold him to Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and the captain of the guard. And he is also in charge of the king's prisoners. So God wants to do connection, but he wants to find a way to connect Joseph to the king. So how can Joseph walk and get to that place to be able to go to Potiphar's palace as a stranger? No! So God took him to his master, and God prospered him. God prospered his master because of him. No, he said, prosperity is not in anybody. When God prospers you, wherever they throw you, you will prosper. Amen. Look, if God blesses you, it's not the work you do that makes you great. It is you who makes the work great. If they take you and put you any place, the place begins to prosper. Because there's somebody who's been blessed. So because of Joseph, the entire house of Potiphar prospered until he himself did not know. Then the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. What is important in your life is wherever you go, God's presence will be with you. It doesn't matter who likes you, who hates you. Because God, there's one thing I like and I thank God for, that God doesn't need your enemy's permission to bless you. If he wants to bless you, he doesn't need to go to say, let me look at the enemies. These people don't like this. So let me talk to them. When they give me, I can bless. God don't need their. He wants to bless you. He'll bless you. And they will see you being blessed. They don't want you to be blessed, but you are being blessed. So God bless, looking into that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it what? Prosperous. One, the Lord was with him. Two, whatsoever he did. In God can be with you, but you won't do anything. If you don't do anything, you won't prosper. God blessing, God with you, doing something, then God blesses what you are doing. It's not God being with you, going to the mountain, wait there, speak in tongues, 2 years, and come prosperous. It doesn't work like that. As you go there and you pray, God helps you to find what to do. It is what you do that is what God blesses. He said, I will bless the works of your hands. Joseph. God bless him to the extent that the man did not know what he had. He left everything in the hand of Joseph. Joseph was getting comfortable, like some of us. When you get to a place, you get comfortable then. Comfortable pensioner. I'm going on pension. Take your pension, big money, put it in government bond, calculated it, that when this thing comes, every month, even it's better than my salary when I'm working. So you think you are secure. There's no security in that. Then when you start everything, sometimes you even take your children to universities outside because that money can pay. Then one day, something comes, IMF. Watch your mom come. I didn't say anything after. I only say IMF. The rest, you can continue in your mind. I didn't say it. Then the money in which your hope is in failed to come. 6 months, it didn't come. We are expecting to take it. You who never saw poverty, within a year, you have money packed there, but you cannot take the money. That is why it is not good to put your trust in man, but put our trust in God. You may be angry with me. Prophet, the trouble I'm going to look at what you are putting. You have, I don't know. Nobody has told me your problem. I'm preaching my preaching. The only security in which you can hold on to is the security of God. Every other thing that looks like security is no security. Woe unto any man who put his trust in man. Men have one common thing. They know how to fail other people. They know how to say, this situation is beyond my control. Truly, things are beyond the control of a man. The things that are beyond the control of a man is within the control of God. And that is why you can put your trust in him. So Joseph went through this. God had a plan. And he was there, something happened. He was thrown into prison. If it's you, you will say, God, I have served you. God, I have done this. Look at how I helped Potiphar to make money. And look at the way he's treated me. And you become very bitter. And the bitterness will create bitterness in you. Everywhere you go, you produce bitterness. Even in the prisons, you produce bitterness. Very bitter. But he never became bitter. He was really very happy. When he was very excited, why do I say he was excited? Because he was working very hard to the extent that the one in charge of the prisons left everything in his hands. He enjoyed working. And one day, as a good leader, he saw someone. One of them was very quiet. And sometimes, as a leader, you know people. That's why they are always excited. When they can, they'll start talking. The day they can, they don't talk. No, there's something wrong. That's some people too. They are very, very quiet. The day they start talking, you begin to find out something might have happened. This guy don't talk. Why is it today he's talking plenty, plenty like that? And Joseph came into them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. He saw that they were what? Sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of his lord's house, saying, why do you look so sad today? You are always happy, excited. Why are you sad today? Have you ever seen somebody who has always come to church and very excited, and then one day he comes and very sad? Can you recognize a sad face? Can you recognize the sad face of somebody? Or you just come, I want to come and hear the word. After you finish, you're gone. Sad. He said, why are you sad? And they said to him, we each have a dream. And there is no interpreter for it. So they had a dream they don't understand. In fact, two of them have discussed their dream. Because how can they say we too? So it means that Jesus said, hey, I had some dream. That dream. Jesus said, I had some dream. And they were all sad because they didn't understand. He said, don't worry. That's the reason why they brought me here. They brought me here because there's a bigger platform I have to stand on. That platform, without you, I can't get there. So the first one said it, and he interpreted it. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, behold, in my dream, a vine was before me. So he said all those things. And in the vine were three branches. It was as though it budded. It blossomed, shot forth, and it clustered, brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. And I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift upward your head and restore you to your place. I believe that because of Joseph, that is why they brought this man. The man might have done something very little. He didn't understand why Pharaoh should bring him. They're pouring this and the thing poured on the ground. I said, Mayuji. You know, there are certain times something happened and you think they shouldn't dismiss you. And they dismiss you. And you see that the thing is not a serious case to be dismissed, but you are dismissed. He said, today, Pharaoh was in his bad mood. The team fell down and said, yeah, you are going. Go to prison. The other one, go there. Go and put them in prison. Keep them there. He went. And the way Pharaoh was angry before he took them, he never thought he would go back there again. So he had this dream. And he didn't understand. I said, 3 days, you'll be taken. And 3 days, you'll be restored. If anyone is here who have lost something in life, there is a restoration coming to you. I prophesy to you today that it will be restored to you. Then the other person also heard it. Said, wow, because it was a good interpretation. It was bad interpretation. He won't ask. Good interpretation. So he to he was saying, hey, me too, I have some. So when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream. And there were 3 white baskets on my head. In the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh. And the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. He said, this dream is that you to 3 days, you'll be released. By the release, you're going to be executed. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree. And the birds will eat your flesh from you. All this didn't happen because of Joseph. So that when that person is telling Pharaoh about Joseph, it won't be, he just said it from his head. It's a chance. And it went. But it can be a guesswork. When you can say 3 days, this one will go out and go and do this, and it happened. And say this one, 3 days, it will also be released, go out, and they will hang him. And it is done exactly as 2 of them have different and separate dreams, but the interpretation came exactly as he said. So that alone should make Pharaoh believe. He thought he was the one releasing them, but God was using it to form a platform for Joseph. And when it happened, Joseph was going out. You know what happened? They told Joseph. Joseph said, when you are going, the guy was going, I said, when you go, remember me, isn't it?
Yes.
And when the guy went, what happened? A promise of a politician. When you put me in power, all this had entered here. I will asphalt every untarred road. You are helping me the moment I get there. You, I will help you get Adenta MCE. Yeah. You, I will make you, I'll use my connection to get you. So you, this is your business. Oh, I'll give you a contract. You, I will do this. You, I will do. And you give, the promises you give is more than the resources of Ghana. The moment they vote for you, when it comes later, you play with them, you go there, you go and play this draft, you play, oh, you are with them. The moment you get position, honorable. Now, honorable level go change. Level don't change. You are no longer the level. They come I'm busy. This is the work. And you don't know them again. The time you will go back to them is when there's re-election. And you know, courtesy St. John, fear candidates. The people don't tell, don't vote for you. They will tell you, oh, anybody that comes there, they will meet and say, oh, and they will take whatever they want to take from you. Yeah, when they bring it, take it. Yes. When they give you a gift, take it, but you should bring. Yes. Don't let your heart, don't sell your heart, don't sell your mind. Any politician that gives you money, take it. He's giving you a gift, take it. But make your decision based on what you feel you must take, not based on what he gave you. He forgot. But fortunately, God revealed something to Pharaoh. Nobody could interpret it. Then that gentleman heard it. I said, Pharaoh, look, don't waste your time. Don't do whatever it is. Don't waste your time. Something is going to happen. There's somebody in prison. He revealed my dream to me. And I'm also going to recommend him. You bring him. And the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh saying, I remember my faults this day. Those who have forgotten you, they will soon remember their fault. Amen. Some of the people have promised you and they've forgotten. They will remember. Amen. Tell somebody, it will be remembered. After that, you know what happened? Gracefully, he came and interpreted it. It was exactly what it is. He said, 7 years, there will be famine, this and that and that. So he said, what can we do? He said, this is what we can do. He gave them the wisdom. That this is the wisdom, how to do it. You must build silos. You must learn how to do food. Buffer stock. So it's Pharaoh's idea, the dream. Buffer stock. Have your buffer stock because a time is going to come. It may not rain, it may this and that, for 7 years. So the first 2 years, everything was given to him. That now handle it. Now there's a platform for Joseph to bless the entire world. If he was in his father's house, he couldn't have blessed the entire world. In fact, Pharaoh wouldn't have known it. Like, the food will come all right, but it will be destroyed, and the entire world would have been destroyed with hunger. Sometimes the problem that happens is that somebody has a solution, but the one that has a solution, if it doesn't come out, we all enter into the same problem. So God gives the person a good platform, like Joseph. And Joseph gave it, listen, so they collected, built silos, filled the whole place. And people were saying, oh, Joseph, why are you doing all this? Eventually, the parent came. They came for the food. 2 years, they couldn't stand. They came for food, and they couldn't stand. They came, and twice, then he revealed himself to me. I am Joseph. Then they brought the father. Eventually, they brought the father. He said, go and bring him. My father said, he's alive. Go and bring him. When they told Joseph, he didn't believe it first. He said, the boy who is dead. He said, he's there. If something seems to have been lost in your life for many years, today, I'm telling you, it shall be recovered. Finally, they have to come back. Come and stay there, and they gave them the best land, the most fertile place where grass is, and they lived there. In fact, when Joseph came, Joseph's father came, and they showed him, he took him to Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked you a question, how old are you? Sometimes trouble can trouble you. And you'll be older than your age. Sometimes you can go through struggle. When they look at you, they can't search whether you are a small boy or an old man. They have to ask you. Sometimes, oh, he bit my poso. And when they see you, they think you are some houseboy. Meanwhile, you are being a managing director of a certain company. How old are you? Is that the question you should ask? You know this is a son. How old are you? And he replied. You know how he replied him? Some of us have the same reply. Oh, give me. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and what? Evil have been the days of the years of my life. Few and what? Are what? And they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. What did they say? Few are what? Few and what? Are what? May your evil in your life be few.
Amen.
In your days.
Amen.
So that your life will be renewed. Amen. Probably he saw him and he looks at Joseph. I said, Joseph, is that your father? Ufa nsemwa uba kokrantem. Papa we de onse ubia o ya kokra. Os unia usinia brother. Madin fiesis. Na bone ene de ese nema kitu bone ka krebi na mahuwe. Entesem papa num den. Ntina uhumisa. And Jacob answered, said, the years of my sojourn is 130. A short and a hard life are not nearly as long as my ancestors were given. Kai. Asemna wakano. Yemu biya bre. Some of us, the short and hard life in Ukraine is not close to your father's one. There are some trouble you go through. Once, it will age you. There are some things you go through. It may be one situation. Your life get disorganized in life forever. Have you heard that before? Something hit you once, and that's all. But may it not happen to you like that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Eventually, Joseph had favor. The blessings of God is far, far better than anything. That when God blesses you, no one can reverse it. That when God's presence is with you, money is not what can control you. That money has a way of leaving people. But God is always permanent with men who can bring the money back.
Amen.
That is why to the believer, we are given, we give well. And may you and your entire family have favor with God.
Amen.
God bless you.